皆さんこんばんは。火曜日6時はラジオカフェシンクタンクジャーナルの時間です。パーソナリティ中野保です。この番組は株式会社トライオン、そして財団法人異文化コミュニケーション財団のご協力でお送りいたします。世界は広く、日本京都は深い、そんな京都の思いビジョンをですね、京都のリスナーの、ラジオカフェのリスナーの、皆さんのみならずインターネットラジオを通じて、世界中の方にですね、聞いていただきたいと思います。本日のゲストはですね、本当にすごい方です。今から25年前にですね、1985年に、ノーベル平和賞をですね、受賞された、団体として受賞されたアーネスト・カンさんです。
カン、yes。
ですね、まずちょっと最初に、カンさんのご紹介を日本語でさせていただいて、通訳というか通訳なしで、直接ですね、時間的制約もありますので、ずっと英語でいきたいと思います。1985年のノーベル、平和賞受賞というのはですね、核戦争防止、国際医師会議、お医者さんの20万人ぐらいおられるお医者さんの、大きな連合がありまして、その中、その組織の副議長で、25年前に副議長でいらっしゃった、アーネスト・カンさんがですね、ノーベル平和賞を団体として受賞されたと。で、今回、今これライブで、京都のど真ん中三条寺町から、ライブでお送りしてるんですけれども、昨日東京大学で平和のシンポジウムで基調講演をされまして、そして、今日京都にいらっしゃって、8月6日の、平和の式典に、参加されると。それはですね、もう一人ギー・クレキさんという、フランスのアンバサダーというか親善大使のような方とお二人一緒になられて、そして広島、長崎の、市長連合がですね、今年の、2010年の、ノーベル平和賞を受賞されるその推薦のために、いらっしゃったということです。 Now, I'm going to speak English. Dr. Khan, thank you very much for coming to Radio Cafe.
The person who has to say thank you very much is myself.I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm so honored to invite such a your great person. And you are born in Argentina and a medical doctor.
In Argentina, yes. I'm a medical doctor and a poet.
And Argentina and medical doctor, I think you look like Che Guevara.
Many people tell me that because we study in the same university.
Oh, really?
Yes, University of Buenos Aires.
Oh, really? It's coincident. A couple of years ago, I published a book about Che Guevara.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago, a daughter of Che Guevara came to Kyoto. I met her. And,
I didn't know that, yes.
And I was so surprised. And when Che Guevara was industry minister and in 1959, he came to Japan.And to visit factory of Toyota and Kubota and so on. And, he met with, Japanese, Minister of International Affairs and Ikeda. But Japanese government didn't accept him to go to Hiroshima. But secretly, Che Guevara went to Hiroshima. Do you know that story?
I didn't know that. You know, we have the same name, Ernesto. Ernesto Che Guevara, Ernesto Kahan is a,
and that was before Cuban Missile Crisis. And he visited Hiroshima, and he visited hospital. And he met many, the people suffering from nuclear atomic bomb. And 2 years later, Cuban Missile Crisis happened. And Che Guevara became a key person to prevent a nuclear war.
I was invited by a peace organization to Cuba in 2002. I had the opportunity to meet many people. And my personal contribution was to try to stop the embargo you know, because even medical drugs are under embargo, you know. Well, Che Guevara was born in Argentina, in Buenos Aires. I was born in Patagonia.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah. In the very, very south.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And he was, he studied medicine in the same university, I think about 5 years before I started to study medicine.
Oh, dearly, 5 years.
Yes.
How old are you now? I'm sorry, and it's not, but since you're a gentleman,
it's not a secret. Next December, I will be 70.
Really, 70? You look very young. But when your organization received a Nobel Peace Prize as a vice chairman, you are quite young.
Yes.
You?
Yeah. You know, I used to do many things at a very young age. I was a general director of the Ministry of Health.
Oh, really?
At the age of 36.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Che Guevara was assassinated about, when? 30 years ago. That's why when Che Guevara lived at the moment, his age is about 75, something like that.
Yes,
also
yes, yes.
Different from
5
you.
5 years older than I, yeah.
Uh-huh. So, yesterday you made a keynote speech at the Tokyo University. What kind of topic did you make a speech at yesterday at Tokyo University?
What kind of
a speech and
The speech was, if I had to define this in two words, I can say a new approach to worldwide peace.
New approach to worldwide peace.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I think the paradigm has completely shifted. Last April, President Obama made a Praha speech to destroy the all nuclear war, nuclear weapons. And also, President Obama became a chairman of United Nations Security Council. And also, a couple of months ago, in Washington, D.C., he organized a conference on nuclear security summit.
Yes.
And now, Ambassador Ruth, U.S. Ambassador to Japan,
is
planning to attend
to
Hiroshima.
Yes.
It's for the first time in the last 65 years for the United States to be involved. It's a completely the nature of a security issue has been changing. It's great, isn't it?
I hope so.
Uh-huh.
I want to see before they say that this is a real fact.
A real fact.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's a very complicated issue. But the question of the nuclear threat is important to understand this new approach for peace.
Uh-huh.
What is this new approach for peace? Well, humankind have three possibilities.
Yes.
Now. One possibility is to continue like today.
Yes.
So if we continue like that, the probability, highest probability that something happened is total destruction of the civilization.
Mm-hmm.
We will destroy everything.
It looks like a MAD, Mutual Assured Destructions.
Yeah.
During Cold War and Soviet Union and the United States continue to produce nuclear weapons, approximately 80,000.
And there are many other countries now in this, this nuclear race, and even by error or by mistakes, they, it can be a terrible, comprehensive war. And also, we are destroying the environment by the use, no rational use of resources. So, this is a decision of our society. For first time in the history of mankind, a society can say, we can destroy everything. So we decide we will continue like that. Okay. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
every day are stars and complete systems of mm-hmm. planets mm-hmm. are exploding and mm-hmm. disappearing in the universe. Mm-hmm. So if this planet Earth will disappear, mm-hmm. so the universe will continue. The question mm-hmm. is, we have the right to do that. Uh-huh. So this is the one possibility.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Second possibility mm-hmm. is peace.
Peace.
I want to divide this second possibility into two. Mm-hmm. So they say, do we have two possibilities?
Yes.
Or to continue like that, mm-hmm. toward destruction, mm-hmm. or to have peace. Mm-hmm. Now, which kind of peace? Mm-hmm. There are two kind of peace.
Yes.
The first kind of peace is the traditional
yes.
peace that Julius Caesar did, Napoleon did, mm-hmm.
It's a kind of hegemonic power,
hegemonic
isn't it? To use a hard power.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we cannot do that now uh-huh. because we don't have time.
Yeah, I like a soft power or smart power without using a
If we will wait for a Pax Americana uh-huh. or a Pax from Iran uh-huh. or any other kind of peace, uh-huh. we will continue like that. We will destroy everything. Uh-huh. So the other new kind of peace. Uh-huh. This is the first time in humankind.
I guess a new kind of peace is to use a soft power. I think there are four different types of security issue: hegemonic power and balance of power and collective security and cooperative security, human security.
It's even more than
I like cooperative security.
I wrote about this in Harmony.
Harmony, yeah.
Which is, what is harmony?
Yeah.
Harmony is not that everyone accepts the other if he changed. Mm-hmm. No, every uh-huh. country should uh-huh. accept the other as uh-huh. it is uh-huh. and to make a kind of contract.
Yeah.
A peace contract.
Yeah. I think as a Japanese, I travel many, many countries and the Middle East, Africa, Europe and the United States. I finally realize the best character of Japanese is to harmonize. Because there are two types of cultures, Eastern culture and Western culture. Western culture is quite aggressive. Eastern culture is more harmonious. But our religion is, for example, we are Buddhist and Shinto and Christianity and the end of the year. Usually, Christmas time, we become a Christian. And Buddhist that go to temple, and New Year time will become a Shinto. So we Japanese have a capacity, character to accept several religions and several powers. So this is a harmony, as I think. This is the character of Japanese.
You are absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the way of Confucius.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Absolutely right.
Yeah.
But how can we achieve that all the world will accept that uh-huh. only by education?
I see. Now, you are staying in Israel.
Yes.
Jerusalem, isn't it? Jerusalem?
Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv. About 5 years ago, I went to Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. And there are very small place, only 1 kilometer wide, and there are three different religions, Jewish religion and
Muslims and
Christianity and Islam. Coexistence. This is a harmony, I guess.
I wish could be. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I think that the religions, those three religions, need to make a progress towards mm-hmm. harmony. Mm-hmm. To accept each other as it is. Mm-hmm. And to make a kind of contract mm-hmm. that they say, okay, we are like that. Mm-hmm. I should accept you, but you must accept myself. Mm-hmm. You know, the Middle East is the best example for this kind of peace of harmony, because mm-hmm. if we see the history, mm-hmm. every part of the conflict
yes.
can have the complete right, looking at the sometimes in the history, mm-hmm. to have everything. Mm-hmm. But it depends which part of the history you are talking as a reference.
Yeah.
Okay? So the only solution is not to go to the history and to the historical rights. Is going is to be accept the present and going to the future.
Yeah, but history has completely changed. And 65 years ago, two atomic bombs was the Hiroshima and Nagasaki became a victim. So humankind realize how nuclear power is serious. So now new international peace or international security issue has been changing. Anyway, すみません、ここでちょっと日本語でいきます。本日のゲストは1985年に、ノーベル平和賞を受賞されたアーネスト・カンさんです。いつものようにここでブレイクとしてハワイのノーシュアの音楽を聴いていただきたいと思います。Be sure to take care, no one follows you there as you drift along on the breeze. For if anyone knew where I'm taking you to, they'd surely never depart. The magical coast that I love the most, dearest and dearest my heart, my homie-o. Take me down to the North Shore, where the white sand ラジオカフェシンクタンクジャーナルパーソナリティ中野保つです、本日のゲストは、1985年に、核戦争防止国際医師会議の副議長として、ノーベル平和賞を受賞された、ドクターカンです、ドクターカン and how many times did you visit Kyoto?
This is my second time.
Second time. What is your impression about Kyoto?
Well, Kyoto is beautiful, you know, it's the imperial city, you know. You feel here in Kyoto that really you are in Japan. But I this time I'm looking for something else, because for me, Japan was first plastic.
Plastic?
Yes, because when I was a child, I changed my...toys from wood, from toys, from plastic, from Japan.
I see.
Yeah. Then, Japan was for me, Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
I see.
It was great. I received this a great impact. After that, Japan was for me technology.
Oh, technology.
Technology, cars and high five and, you know, all the high tech and technology. But now, I'm looking for something new.
What's something new?
I think that this is the same you are looking for. The Japan new culture.
Pop culture or anime or no?
Absolutely not.
No, absolutely not. You are too old to talk about that issue.
No, I'm looking for a kind of identity. As you say before, the philosophy, harmony, and the way to find a cooperation between nations. You know, I think it Japan can.
Japan has a history, but Kyoto has a 1,200 years history.
Yes, of course.
And 65 years ago, in the United States, and there was a nuclear target committee were held, and several meetings were held, and five cities in Japan were chosen to bomb, and Niigata, Kokura, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, Kyoto. The finally, Kyoto became a first city to bomb because Kyoto had a rich culture, the American thought. Do you know that story?
No, I didn't know. But
yeah, it's true. When I was staying in Washington, D.C., I carefully investigated, studied. And
what I know is somebody should check this. If you see the population in Hiroshima is double of the population of Nagasaki,
was at that time.
The topography is completely different. The time for the bomb, one is at noon and the second was at the evening. Okay, everything looked like experiment.
Yeah, it's experiment. And the fat man and the little boys are two different types.
So, and the nuclear. You see, I'm a doctor. I make a lot of research. It's like a pure investigation, what the result of the bomb. And one more factor, the size of the bomb, exactly this, the double, 12 kilotons against 23. So it was designed by chance. By plan, I don't know. But it looks like an experiment.
Yeah, looks like an experiment. But if atomic bomb was used in 1950, like during the Korean War, and more serious, more casualty, or more many people killed, and 1945 August still might be, I cannot say the best timing, but since Japanese people suffer from nuclear weapons in nuclear bomb in 1945, and after that, during Cold War, 80,000 nuclear bomb weapons were produced, and during Cold War and between Soviet Union and the United States, but no one can use nuclear weapons because people realize how serious of a nuclear bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. One of the best contributions for Japanese people, I mean, to the world peace, is that seriousness of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Well, you are talking about deterrence.
Deterrence.
And it's so terrible, the consequences of the nuclear explosion, that no country will use that. This is, nobody can assure that. Because, you know, during 18 months, it were 152 mistakes in the international missiles.
Yes.
So it's about one every 3 days. Fourth of them produce an alarm of the intercontinental missiles. And those who should interpret this, they are persons, human beings. Many of the human beings can be sick, not normal, with problems. So the question is, what happened? If one of those mistakes can occur in a moment of a big political crisis, like the moment of the revolution and the tanks in the Red Square, or when the wall in Germany,
Berlin Wall.
So The question is, maybe by miracle we are sitting now
miracle,
each other.
It's a miracle.
So we cannot assure that if we the countries, about 7-8 countries that have today nuclear weapons, no one will use this just in case of some kind of crisis, desperation or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. If international terrorists got the technology of producing a nuclear weapon, it's a big problem. Anyway, we have only 4 or 5 minutes left, and my final question to you is, you are planning to attend Hiroshima and Nagasaki commemoration ceremony, and what is the objective of beating?
I am Japan to honor the victims of the A-bombs 65 mm-hmm. years ago.
As a medical doctor as well.
As a medical doctor.
As a laureate of nuclear peace prize.
As a physician for the mm-hmm. prevention of nuclear war, as a director of the Global Association for Harmony, mm-hmm. and also because when I was here, I promised Sadako Sasaki not to rest until nuclear disarmament and peace will be achieved.
I see.
I am also here because I propose, mm-hmm. together with Dr. Kliki,
yes,
that Major for Peace and their president and vice president Major of the city of Hiroshima and Nagasaki mm-hmm. will be candidates for the Nobel Peace Prize 2010.
Much.
I don't know the committee will decide or not, mm-hmm. but if not, I will present them next year, and it's not the year after that, uh-huh. and so on. So because uh-huh. this organization of Measure for Peace are making a great contribution for peace in the entire world.
It's an endless effort. It's excellent, isn't it? Also, I heard you send a letter to President Obama. About the preventing the nuclear war.
Well, I sent this when he made the speech in Prague.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Excellent. And last year, the President Obama and the United States, who used atomic bomb, received a Nobel Peace Prize. Mm-hmm. And Hiroshima and Nagasaki, particularly suffering from nuclear weapons, and these people or cities, mayor, I think eligible and the right person, people, the organization to receive a Nobel Peace Prize, I strongly
feel. The Nobel Prize is not given to victims.
Uh-huh.
It's only given to alive people or uh-huh. organizations.
I see.
They are working for peace.
Working for
a
peace.
Significant contribution mm-hmm. for peace.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is this organization merits the Peace Prize.
Dr. Khan, I really appreciate you came to the Radio Cafe, Community Radio in Kyoto to talk about peace, and you are excellent, and you are a Nobel Peace laureate in 1985.
Mr. Nakaro, you are an excellent journalist.
Thank you very much. our common and talk was Che Guevara. I really respect Che Guevara. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much. And,
thank you
for coming to Radio Cafe. And また来週お願いいたします。